We got the whole gang here today. I'm here. Linda's here. We've got folks in the studio, and we've got a friend that's joining us. I tell you what, it's all family with Passion Play, and this lady that I'm about to introduce to you has been a part of the ministry for so many years. We go back decades. We can count decades of work together. And Barb Anderson, great to have you with us today.
It's great to be with you.
You know, Passion Play at Denver, that's where we got started so many years ago. I was sharing with somebody the other day, it might have been Gary. I think I was on the phone with Gary yesterday in South Africa, telling him that, you know, my vision for Passion Play at one time was, Lord, just let us do it again. Can we come back and do it, you know, another season? And had no idea that he would open doors for us to take the ministry around the world. Barb, testimonies galore in the work. Anything that comes to mind right off the top of your head, you'd share just a quick story with our listeners today.
Oh, gosh, there's so many. It's hard to think. But I think one thing that really impacted me when we started the Passion Play in South Africa was being in that shanty town.
Yeah.
In that place where people lived in houses made out of boards, and eight people slept on a floor, wall-to-wall people, and speaking with the woman and thinking how awful it was for somebody to have to live there, and having her tell me how blessed she was to be there because where she had come from was worse.
Wow.
And just the realization of how horrible life is for some people in some of the third world countries just broke my heart and just made me feel so guilty because I was thinking it was the worst place I'd ever been and I couldn't imagine anything worse than that. And then to find someone who was thankful for it.
Well, you know, the name of
how humbling is that?
Name of that place was Wallace Dean. And I remember being there with you. It's one of the first places that we actually got to take the Passion Play outdoors. And I remember the invitation in that presentation in that community and people actually running to the front to receive Christ. It was a really precious place to be. Barb, we've been many, many places at this point sharing the good news. Barb is actually a vocalist, and if you've heard the old Passion Play CD, song number one on there, Jesus the One and Only, Barb sang in that. I've always called that putting our best foot forward. But that's what we got going here. We're just getting things open for this hour and talking with Barb Anderson. We're going to be back in just a few minutes. We'll continue talking with Barb. And we're going to take a look at perhaps you know, where we're headed next with Passion Play in this Vision Beyond 2020. Don't go away.